Earth, sky.
The drought in Russia was caused by a jet stream pattern, which took the jet stream far to the north of Russia and kept the rain-bearing low-pressure systems that usually go over the country from dropping their rain.
You're listening to Dr. Jeff Masters, and this is Earth Skies, Clear Voices for Science. Dr. Masters is Director of Meteorology for the popular website Weather Underground. Earth Sky spoke to him about severe weather events in the summer of 2010, including heavy floods in Pakistan and an extreme drought in Russia, which he says are connected by the movement of a jet stream. Here's Earth Sky's Lindsay Patterson and Jeff Masters.
Can you start by giving me a brief summary of the flooding in Pakistan? When did the floods start? Where are they happening? How severe are the floods?
The flooding in Pakistan this summer was due to the monsoon. The monsoon is a yearly occasion, and it's due to the fact that you have such strong heating over the continents in summer that it creates rising air that then must be replaced with air flowing in from the oceans. This air from the oceans is very moist, and the moisture in it condenses out into very heavy rains as it moves over the land. And these heavy rains typically start in late July as part of the monsoon onset. This year, the monsoon started a week early in about mid-July, and there were several very heavy pulses of rainfall in late July and early August that led to the Pakistan floods.
Mm-hmm. And on your blog, I read you gave an explanation about how there was a very unusual jet stream this year. Can you explain that?
Yeah, in addition to the heavy monsoon rains that we had, there was another factor that really helped enhance the amount of rain we had this year in the monsoon, and that was the jet stream path. Usually, the jet stream rides far to the north of Pakistan, kind of through central Russia. And the importance of the jet stream is that it acts as the storm path for the regular low-pressure systems that give most of the mid-latitudes their rainfall in the summer. So if the jet stream swings far to the south, then these rain-bearing storms can move with the jet stream and potentially bring rainfall with them. So because the jet stream is so contorted this summer, as you've probably heard, there was a big heat wave and drought in Russia, the jet stream curved far to the north of Russia and then dipped down very far south into northern Pakistan. And the path of the rain-bearing low-pressure systems followed that contorted jet stream. And so we had these strong rain-bearing low-pressure systems moving across northern Pakistan. And when the monsoon interacted with those low-pressure systems, it really helped dump a huge amount of moisture, far more than you usually see happen when you have a regular old monsoon with no jet stream present.
Russia is experiencing one of the longest heat waves and droughts in world history, as you mentioned. And can you make the connection between the floods in Pakistan and the drought in Russia?
Well, the drought in Russia was caused by a jet stream pattern, which took the jet stream far to the north of Russia and kept the rain-bearing low-pressure systems that usually go over the country from dropping their rain. So now you had a situation when this first started in late June where it got very hot in the mid and upper 90s, which is very unusual for Russia, and that dried out the soil. When you dry out the soil, it reduces the amount of cooling that can occur, and you tend to get even more heating. So as the atmosphere heated up more over Russia, as this pattern locked in place, it tended to be self-perpetuating. The greater heating caused the atmosphere to expand and force a jet stream even further to the north, further entrenching the jet stream in its locked-in pattern that it was staying in. So this meant that since the jet stream was looping far to the north, in order kind of to counterbalance that, it had to loop far to the south someplace else. And that place that it did that was over northern Pakistan.
Mm-hmm. So would it be correct to assume that the rains that should have been in Russia actually went to Pakistan? Or
that's correct. That's where they went.
And can you explain, as you did on your blog, how the shift may have been caused by higher sea surface temperatures, which are associated with climate change?
That's right. Well, we've seen in the past when we've researched heat waves and contorted jet stream patterns like this, that unusual sea surface temperature patterns are usually responsible. You can take a climate model and you can put the observed pattern of sea surface temperatures into it and then move it around so that, say, you've got an unusually warm Arctic Ocean, you could play around with the temperatures and cool it off and see what would have happened had that temperature pattern not been there. And usually it's the case that an unusual sea surface temperature pattern will cause the jet stream to lock in place in one of these contorted patterns. And in fact, in the 2003 heat wave that hit Europe and killed between 40 and 50,000 people, that was due to an unusually warm Mediterranean Sea that had 4 degrees centigrade temperatures above average.
And to return to the flood, how does this flood measure up in the history of floods in Pakistan? Is Pakistan prone to these severe floods, or is this unusual?
Sure, Pakistan is prone to these kinds of floodings, and probably more so in recent years, because flooding is not just a result of heavy rainfall. It's also the result of land use changes. So if you've got a lot of deforestation going on, which there is happening in Pakistan, you get a much higher runoff of rainfall in the mountains, and that can potentially cause more flooding. The other issue is development. If you're going to put in parking lots and concrete structures and so on, you're going to have more and quicker rain runoff going into rivers. So the combination of deforestation and then building more structures and impervious ground greatly increases the flooding potential.
Speaking from your perspective as a meteorologist, do you think that we can expect more of these severe weather events in the future?
Well, the atmosphere has fundamentally changed because of global warming. What that's done is we've seen an increase in temperature over the past 120 or so years of about 1.4 degrees Fahrenheit. When you heat up the atmosphere to that degree, then you can evaporate more water vapor into it. And particularly since about 1970, we've observed globally about a 4% increase in atmospheric water vapor. When you've got all that extra vapor in the atmosphere, the potential for more heavy rains exists. And it's been shown through studies of rainfall records, not only in the U.S., but also in the monsoon regions of India, that we've seen a notable increase in the number of heavy precipitation events. That's one-day events where you get extremely heavy rainfall. And those are the kinds of rains that are most likely to cause flooding. And when we look at our climate models that the climate scientists are run, that's exactly what we expect to see in a warmer climate. The amount of precipitation increases globally, and in particular, the very heaviest precipitation events, the ones most likely to cause flooding, really increase. And in the case of India, in the last 50 years, there's been more than a doubling of these very heavy rainfall events, these one-day type of bursts of rainfall like hit Pakistan that can cause extreme flooding. Nashville had a 1 in 10,000 year type of flood this spring. They had extreme flooding that caused billions of dollars of damage. Oklahoma City had its heaviest one-day rainfall on record this spring. There's also extreme flooding in North Dakota and South Dakota. So these type of events are the type of events we're going to start seeing more often in the future as the climate continues to warm. There's going to be more water vapor in the air, and we're going to have more extreme flooding.
You've been listening to Jeff Masters, Director of Meteorology for the website Weather Underground at wunderground.com. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Jorge Salazar. EarthSky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.